Matt, welcome back to the B-side. Thank you for everyone tuning in. This is my first show of the semester, and it is my last semester. So, we're going to kick this semester off with a great show, a great last first show. We got some good songs for you guys tonight. If you're a regular listener of the B-side, you'll realize that Alex Andrews, my previous co-host, has indeed graduated, which is very sad. We're very happy for him that he graduated, but missing him here on campus, so he will not be here. My new co-host will be joining me shortly, I'm all by myself for now. This is the B-side. We got some good songs for you. A lot of stuff that came out last few weeks. Some stuff that came out over break that I've been listening to a lot. A lot of new music recently that I listened to, so that's cool. We're going to kick it off with a brand new song by The Strokes. If you're familiar with The Strokes, they haven't put out a new song in a few years. So this is kind of their return. This is called At the Door. It's from their upcoming album called The New Abnormal. They put out another song the other day called Bad Decisions. They're both on that album. But I really, really, really like this song. It's super weird. It's kind of different from a lot of their stuff, although I'm not terribly familiar with a lot of their older stuff, just kind of like their more popular songs, I guess. But this song is just, like, crazy. Like I said, it's called At the Door. I hope you like it just as much as I do. So this is At the Door by The Strokes.
I can't escape it. Never gonna make it out of this in time. I guess that is fine. I'm not that quiet. My thoughts such a mess. I come in on board. Want to run in for. Run at the door. That's what they do right in front of you. Like a cannonball slamming through your wall. In their face I saw what they're fighting for. Can't escape it. Yeah. lost this game so many times
back. That was At the Door by The Strokes. It's new. It's brand new. Actually, it's not that brand new. It came out last week. They got a new song already.
Very exciting.
And introducing our new co-host. My new co-host is...
It's me. It's Leah.
Yay. She was a side character last season.
I was. Now I am replacing Alex.
But now she has been promoted to a regular, a show regular.
This is true.
Yes. She's very excited.
I'm super excited. I'm checking to make sure the song I want is clean.
Ooh, that's good. That's a good point. This is the title of the show is First Show Last Semester. Because it's the first show of the last semester. Which is a little scary.
It's pretty apt.
Last semester.
Spooky.
Yeah. As opposed to the last show, first semester, which was freshman year. I like this wallpaper.
It's
Frank Ocean with I don't know.
See, I couldn't have told you that was Frank Ocean.
No,
I know,
really?
I've heard of Frank Ocean.
Really?
I have no idea what he's looked like. I just would have thought that was like some dude.
I think that's Frank Ocean.
But
what
are those monster cans?
Well, so now I typed in to check that it was Frank Ocean. I typed into the search bar on the computer here, Frank Ocean, and it autofills to Frank Ocean standing next to soda cans, which is exactly what the picture is. Except I don't think they're soda cans because they're really tall. They look like maybe Monster or some sort of alcoholic
like a beer,
beverage,
yeah.
Like a Four Loko of sorts or something like that.
Four Loko.
But I don't know. Can't really find those anymore, I guess.
Okay, the song I want is clean. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Yeah, this is him.
And it's from... look at that. Couldn't have told you what he looked like.
Neil's a big fan. I wouldn't be surprised if he was the one who put that up there. He had a show last night, I think.
Oh, yeah. What about Kat? Does she like him?
Because
she was just... No. Did you see
her?
She
was just... Yeah, I did see her. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. A lot of people like Frank Ocean. Who doesn't like Frank Ocean? He's great.
I couldn't tell you a single song.
I can tell you like one.
He's great. That one song he's got.
Big
it's great.
What's his song?
Well, it's from one of your new favorite albums. Beach Bunny just came out with a new album last week.
Did they now?
Yes. And it is called Rear View.
Oh.
And it is clean.
I don't know why I'm acting like I don't know what this is. Yes, this is a very good album.
In case you guys didn't know, I introduced Matt to Beach Bunny last semester.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say this is best album of the year so far?
It's probably my favorite.
Your favorite? Okay.
Yeah, it's up there.
All right.
Alex Andrews, previous co-host, rest in peace, Alex Andrews. He is also a big fan.
Big fan, yeah.
Although never texted me back about the album. So I was like, you should listen to it. He's like, I will.
Maybe he hasn't yet, and he didn't want to text you back until he listened to it.
Hmm. Maybe. All right, here we go. This is called Rear View. This is by Beach Bunny, and we hope you like it.
Most nights I hardly know myself. Sometimes I feel like someone else. Was I ever good enough for you? There's always someone I'm trying to live up. We seem closer in the rear view. Underneath a apathy woven into my tapestry. Did you ever love me at all? Sometimes I start to lose control. Was I ever good enough for you? There's always someone I'm trying to live up to. I can never get to you. You always seem closer in the rear view.
We are back. That was Rear View by Beach Bunny. Go check out their new album. It's called Honeymoon. It's real good.
It's very good.
It's real, real good, actually.
Mm. Yeah. Very short, though.
Yeah.
About 25 minutes.
Yeah, it's crazy. But it's only 9 songs. I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty short. Man, it is warm in here.
It is very warm in here. Uncomfortable.
I took off my sweatshirt. I'm still sweating. What?
Ew. It's good that you're using the communal headphones.
Not like my face. Let's see what we got next. We got this guy. How would you say this name?
It's Declan.
Declan?
Declan.
Not Declan?
No. Declan.
Declan. It's like a British name. I mean, he's British, right? He is British.
I would have said it was an Irish name, but.
Well, I don't know.
I probably got a cousin named Declan or something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, probably.
This guy Declan McKenna, who he put a new song, which he's put out a new album, I think. I don't know what it's called, so it can't help you there. But the new album, or the new song is called Beautiful Faces, came out about 2-3 weeks ago. It's very good. I like it a lot. His last single, which was called British Bombs, was also very, very good. Not clean, so we will not be playing that in the air.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good too. So go check that out. But for now, we're gonna be playing Beautiful Faces by Declan McKenna. Here it is.
To calmly dress itself in white, we got a glimpse of all the people going out tonight. Big guys and little guys and bad guys in cuffs. I bet they can't get enough. Tonight I wanna be on Broadway and in cabaret. Tonight I must go out and celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Tonight I must demand a raise so I can grab, let's say, some pop replacements and strawberry laces. No spaces, beautiful faces toiling over us. Lift your hands up and lead us back home. Beautiful people won't remember you, honey.
So that was Declan McKenna with Beautiful Faces. I don't know. Did you play that on your radio show last semester?
Nope. It's brand new.
Really? Mm-hmm. Did you play Declan McKenna last semester? I feel like I recognize you saying the name Declan and being like, Declan?
Probably because I said Declan. Yeah. Yeah, I might have played. Yeah, I probably played one of the, maybe Brazil last semester. Yeah. Or Why Do You Feel So Down? I think I might play that one, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So the next song we're going to play was recommended to me through Spotify, machine learning algorithm.
Oh, machine learning.
Yes. And I really like their logo as well, which is why I started listening to them. But it's a band called Dirty Honey, and the song is When I'm Gone.
All right.
A little bit of a different vibe, but it's a good song.
Sorry, I pulled it up, but then I did not. I unpulled it up.
That's all right.
Here we go. We'll be right back. That was When I'm Gone by Dirty Honey.
How'd you feel about it?
It was alright. It's not really my type of music, but it's pretty good. I think my parents would really like that. I don't think they're listening this week. My mom's in Atlantic City. My brother is listening, though. Shout out you, Mike. Let's see. I'm going to try and think of a song that my brother might enjoy next.
Is it going to be Ariana Grande or Lady Gaga?
No, not something... Like something that I would like that you might, that you might, not that I, you know what I mean.
Yeah, like
like something I've been listening to recently. There was something that came on.
Does he like Charlie XCX?
He does. Loves Charlie XCX.
But you also like
but that's
Charlie
not
XCX.
Good radio music. Also, not, like close to none of it's clean, which is fine.
Oh.
Oh, darn it! That song's not clean. We really came prepared tonight, didn't we?
Yeah. I was late, so.
I'm like, I don't know what the. Yeah.
Did he request something?
No, Mike says, wow, how dare you shade Charlie like that? Not good radio music. Well, you know what I mean, Mike. Mostly just because it's not a lot of her songs are clean, or not the ones that I would want to play, at least.
Gotcha. Oh, what about the new Dua Lipa song? Doesn't he like that song?
Yeah. Wait, I got one, actually. I got one. There's this artist... We hear on the radio a lot on the alt nation alt. Called Benny. They keep playing her.
Oh yeah,
playing
they
that one song by her.
Playing her, yeah.
So I listened to a few of her other songs. This song is called "Find an Island." It's a lot of fun. She also has a song, which is kind of how I found her. I was like, oh, that's her from the radio. Called "Super Lonely," not clean, but it's featuring Gus Dapperton, who I like a lot, and it came out. He's featured on that. So, anyways, check that out. Not clean. I feel like that's all I do.
Is that a legal last name, Dapperton?
Yeah,
it's a fun name.
I'm like, always like, oh, this song is not clean, but you can hear this other one that's kind of like that. Here we go. This song is called "Find an Island" by Benny.
Nobody knows but Lift it up. Putting us on the rocks. No longer want to know where you make plans to go. I built this boat to live. You chose to move too fast. A storm has swept right through and washed away your view. If our own mistakes are too much to take, if it just won't work and we can find a way, maybe our lives go different ways, go different ways. Find an island far away from me. A shipwreck that's the sea, where nobody goes, no search party. Nobody knows but me. Find an island far away from me. A shipwreck that's the sea, where nobody goes, no search party. Nobody knows but me. Shipwreck, that's the sea, where nobody goes, no search party. Nobody knows but me. On an island far away from me. A shipwreck, that's the sea, where nobody goes, no search party. Nobody knows but me.
Once again, that was Find an Island by Benny. Fun artist. She has a new EP out called Stella and Steve. That's good. Check it out. Want to give a quick PSA.
You have exciting news.
If you're familiar with the, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Nintendo.
Yeah, sure. And the Animal Crossing series. There's a new game coming out next month. Animal Crossing New Horizons. We here at the B-Side are very excited for Animal Crossing New Horizons.
This will be my first Nintendo Switch game.
Yes.
It's very my first console.
Tomorrow, there is at 9 in the morning here and, you know, elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Well, not well, 9 in the morning elsewhere, but...
Just on the East Coast.
You know. There's going to be a new video presentation. 25 minutes of new information. We're both very excited for that. We gotta wake up bright and early.
I was watching a thing today that said it's probably good news that they have released almost no information about it.
Good news, yeah, about the no information about the Nintendo Direct or about the game.
About the game.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I think
just
they're
because
gonna,
like
there's gonna be a lot of stuff.
Next. If it was a like they were trying to argue that if it was a bad game, they'd be like really trying to hype it up to get people
yes.
to buy it before like reviews came out and things like that, like pre-order it. And then, if it was a good game, they think, like, news will spread enough that people will just buy it on their own. So,
yeah. Yeah, I think at this point, people kind of know what to expect with Animal Crossing, that, like,
yeah,
if they say, there's a new Animal Crossing game on Switch, and anyone who has a Switch and is interested will buy it, no matter what they show or don't show for it.
I guess that's
I'm
true.
Certainly of that mindset. I don't think there's a lot of things they would be able to convince people who don't like Animal Crossing to get it. But, I don't know. Right. Yeah, I think it'll be cool. I'm excited.
Me too.
I think there's about a 4 or 5% chance that during this live stream tomorrow there's a new Smash character announced. But about 4 or 5%, not a very high chance.
Yeah, I just don't see it fitting where it is a Nintendo Direct like focused entirely on Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Unless the new character were to be an Animal Crossing character.
Right, which it probably would.
Imagine if
we
got Tom Nook.
That would be awesome. Tom Nook would be awesome.
Sick.
KK Slider would be awesome with his little guitar. Mm. That'd be awesome. It'd be great.
What if you had Tom Nook and his nephews? Nephews? Is
and
that what they're?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Sons?
Yeah. I don't know. At a certain point, how many Animal Crossing characters do you need in Smash? I don't know.
There's currently only, what, 2?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Well, I guess, like, Isabelle coming to Smash was a big deal. I guess they wouldn't, like, release a new Animal Crossing. But
yeah.
Then again, how many Fire Emblem characters are there?
So? That's true. There's a lot.
So many.
And they keep adding more.
And I don't know any of their names except for Byleth.
Byleth?
Byleth.
You don't think you can name any of them? Any of them?
Is Crom one of them?
Yes.
Is Lucina one of them?
Yes.
I think that's all I got.
Yeah.
I was going to say Ken, but he's one of the Street Fighters, right?
Yeah, he's one of the Street Fighters.
And I always say Cloud, but Cloud's Final Fantasy. Yes. And a lot of ones that I think are also Final Fantasy.
There's only one Final Fantasy.
Huh?
Cloud's the only Final Fantasy character.
Huh?
You're just thinking all the anime characters are Fire Emblem, which is fair because most of them are.
Chrome, Lucina. Who else is there?
This is riveting content, really. No, I'm kidding. It's Marth.
Roy is?
Robin. Lucina, you already said. Corrin.
I was thinking Ike, of Corrin, because that's who Alex plays,
Crom, right? Crom. Lucina. Billith. I think I got them all.
Alex plays Corrin, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah. I think, I could be wrong, I think they've done it before where they're like, oh, it's a Nintendo Direct about this, and then they're like, bam, Smash character. But I gotta look into that. I could be wrong about that.
I still want Crash for Smash.
Crash for Smash would be great.
And Coco. And Coco Bandicoot.
Coco Bandicoot for Smash would be great. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that that's ever gonna happen.
It'd be very cool.
It would be very cool. All right, cool. This is like a podcast.
It is like a pod. We should just do a podcast instead.
It's sort of like a podcast.
We'll give our own Nintendo Directs.
Live reaction to that. Oh, that would be fun.
Oh, we
come in here tomorrow morning.
9 a.m.
And do a live reaction to the Animal Crossing Nintendo Direct.
Yep.
On the air.
We could do that.
For people who cannot see it visually.
Mm.
Like, that would be... I'm saying like it's sort of... I don't know.
Interesting.
Anywho, what's our next song, Leah?
Our next song is from The Regrets, and it's called California Friends. Matt likes The Regrets because the lead singer, Lydia, is dating Dylan Minnette, who he also is in love with.
I started listening to The Regrets before I started listening to Wallows, actually.
Right.
And then I started listening to Wallows, and I was listening to both of them. No, but it wasn't because of The Regrets. Oh. And then only after having realized that I like both of them did I realize the lead singers were dating.
Whoa.
So.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it's crazy. Blew my mind. literally blew my mind when I... No, I'm kidding. All right, cool. Let's jump into it.
Come and hold my hand now. I think that you might wanna. Do you ever listen to Madonna? Yeah, I really like the freckle on her face. If I think that you might like me, I might start getting lonely when I think about how you can hold me. You might wonder, let's don't tell.
are back. That was the California Friends by the Regrets. Great song.
It is a good song.
Up next, we got a new song. Another new song from Super Whatever, who we're going to see on Friday.
We are.
Very exciting. And this is from their brand new album called Don't You Want to Be Glad. If you were a fan of the show last semester or last few years, actually, I guess, I've played a lot of stuff by them. I probably played their whole first album by them, so this semester will be probably the same with the second one. Their new album's a lot different, but I like it. And this song is called Unhealthy. It's probably my favorite song off of the new album. So here it is. Check it out.
You harm, I can't keep at it again, but I'm damaged. I'm not the same as you, but some change is overdue. Under the notion that nobody's perfect, but I'm trying to. You'd like to be alone, and I can tell that you're not well, but darling, I'm trying to be understanding. I want to be alive, and you want to be excited. Let's just breathe for a minute in God's eye. I'm not okay for a day, then go back to how I felt before. I am not alright for a night, then go back to being unhealthy. I'm a liar and a cynic, but sometimes love is never perfect. You can't stand what you are hearing, but I'm not the same. No, I wasn't to blame, but I'm not okay for a day, then go back to how I felt before. I am not alright for a night, then go back to being unhealthy. I want to be alive for somebody. To be alive for somebody, not anybody. I want to be alive for somebody, not anybody. I'm not okay for a day, then go back to how I felt before. I am not alright for a night. Unhealthy.
Once again, that was Unhealthy by Super Whatever from their brand new album called Don't You Want to Be Glad. Go check it out. Streaming now on all platforms.
It is a very good album. And they got some cool merch.
We got to get some cool merch on Friday. Yep. And I'm very excited. All right, what's next?
Next up, we have a song from actually a dead band that Matt and I have been to several concerts of. Vinyl Theater, and it's called The Island.
Wow. Tied with 21 Pilots, this is the band I've seen most live.
Oh.
Well, if you count them an opener.
Yeah. For 21 Pilots. No, it was for Mr. Rush, right?
For Mr. Rush, yeah.
Yeah.
But they actually did open for 21 Pilots.
I was going to say, like, I feel like I recognize
six or seven years, like forever ago.
Hmm.
Well, not forever ago. Like 6 or 7 years ago.
I didn't even think they were that old of a band.
It was probably like their first tour with the... Is it over? I don't know.
That's very cool. First tour is 21 Pilots.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were a lot smaller. This was like 2012, 2011. Or 2013, maybe. So they were a lot smaller back then. But
yeah, I guess that's true.
Anywho. Oh, I didn't even pull the song up. We got to start. We got to make a playlist next week.
You haven't played any 21 Pilots.
I have not. Well, I've been playing a lot of new stuff, and they haven't put in new music. So. No, it's okay. Give them time.
I was going to say, it's only been like a year and a half, right?
Yeah, well, you know. It's okay. Here's The Island by Final Theater.
I can't make it if we can't take this across the
Cast me out, yeah. Don't deal me out again. I'm just a simple kid with a simple life trying to get out. Don't cast me out, yeah. Don't deal me out again. I'm just a simple kid with a simple life trying to get out. Trying to get out.
Are back. That was called The Island by Vinyl Theater. I just gotta check to make sure this song I wanna play is clean. You wanna stall?
I'm supposed to riff a little bit. Well, what band are you looking at?
The 1975.
The 1975. I happen to know the name of zero songs by them. I've definitely zero heard songs by them zero. And liked them. I have no idea what any of the names are.
Zero songs.
Which is hard to riff on. But they're putting out new music. They're supposed to in February, and now it's coming out in May?
April. Yeah.
So I do know quite a bit about them for someone who knows the name of zero songs. But Matt likes them a lot, so I know some things about them.
Thank you. I don't know why I'm really checking the lyrics to any of the song. You can't make out any of the lyrics regardless, so it doesn't matter.
Oh. They're mumble singers?
No, but, well, I don't know, this song is wild, but okay. This is called I Like America and America Likes Me.
That's a long title.
Yeah.
They're British, right?
It's not as long as The Man Who Married a Robot / Love Theme, though. That's pretty long.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're British. Fun. They're from the UK. They're putting out a new album called Notes on a Conditional Form, which is the follow-up album to this, which
that's
is...
That's a cool album name.
Their quarter, yeah, right? This one's called A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships, although Leo pointed out it's 58 minutes. Not so brief.
Not so brief.
For an album. Anyway, I don't know. Yeah, this song is from that album, which I really like this song. This is probably my favorite 1975 song. It's very different from a lot of their other songs, although it's sort of similar to some other stuff on this album.
Are you the part of America that likes them, and they're the part that likes you?
Yeah, sure.
They're singing to you.
Yes. Well, I mean, this song is sort of like... what's the word?
I don't know. You're making hand gestures that I don't understand.
It's the opposite of...
Oh, like a parody?
Yeah, well,
or like a ironic...
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a comment.
Oh, America does not like them?
Like, they don't... it's a comment on, gun violence in America.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, definitely not don't good like things that. About America. So it's sort of like a critique, I guess.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Are they popular in America?
I mean, they're probably...
I know people in my high school were,
they're
like,
sort of popular. They're not as popular as they used to be, I don't think. But they're, like, the biggest band in the UK. I saw something that was, like, said they were the biggest band in the world, like, currently. Whoa. And I don't think that's accurate.
There's not enough people in the UK for that to be true.
I don't think that's accurate, but at the same time, I think that that... Like, to people in the UK, they're probably the biggest band in the world.
Yeah.
They're the biggest band in the UK. But, like...
Which feels like the world to them.
Like, in the same way, I don't even know. I can't really...
An American band probably feels like the biggest band in the world, but it might not be.
I don't know if another... There's not a lot of bands that are, like, really big right now. Like, Imagine Dragons or something. It's, like,
Imagine
the biggest band in the world. Well, like, 2 years ago. Anywho, this is I Like America and America Likes Me, but the 1975. I just listened to this on my walk over here, so there you go. All right, once again, that was I Like America and America Likes Me by the 1975. We got one last song for you tonight, and let's see, it's going to be called Run the World by Dayglow with 3 exclamation points, in case you were wondering.
Dayglow or Run the World?
Run the World, good question.
I don't know that I know Dayglow.
They're a... I think it's just one guy, actually. I'm not sure. That's all I know about him.
Does that qualify as a band?
No.
I'm curious.
No.
Is Panic at the Disco a band?
Not anymore. No, I'm kidding. They're a band when they perform live.
Okay. You have a very strict definition of band. That seems a little weird.
I don't know. It's just called a band.
I just think if it has band in the name, it's probably a band. Boy band. It's probably a band.
Okay. All right.
This is something that happened during this last song, was whether like BTS is a band because it's a boy band. I think boy bands are a subset of bands. Like, you can't call them like a general, like if someone were to be like, show me a band, no, I would not show them like a boy band. But I do think it's still counted as it. It's just a subset.
Call in. Let us know. What is your definition of a band?
I'd like to hear from Mike.
This is Run the World by Dayglo.
I think he's going to agree with you, though.
Yeah, I think so. Once again, that was called Around the World by Dayglo. We're just at the end of our hour. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We appreciate it, as always. We'll catch in with you guys next week. For now, this has been The B-Side. I'm Matt.
I'm Leah.
And you've been listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. And we'll see you next week.